This is a paper about the balanced scorecard and the empirical impact of the balanced scorecard. Lots of organisations have adopted balanced scorecards. Latest data suggests about 55 to 60% in many countries, US, United Kingdom. We've just done a survey looking at Japan, China and Australia as well, similar adoption rates. But there's relatively little empirical evidence about what impact the balanced scorecard has on organisations. So what we've done in this research is looked at a firm that's in the electrical industry. We've taken matched pairs of branches from the same organisation, different divisions. So we've taken a branch, let's say, in Birmingham that's adopted a balanced scorecard, and we've compared its performance with the branch that's in Birmingham from the sister division where they haven't adopted the balanced scorecard to see if we can see any performance differences between the two sets of branches. What you find when you just look at the branches that adopted the balanced scorecard is indeed there is an improvement in performance in terms of sales and in gross profit. But then when you introduce the sister branch, the match branch, what you find is that performance difference disappears. And what that suggests to you is actually it's changes in the external marketplace rather than changes in the way that the organisations are choosing to measure and manage performance. Now that raises some interesting questions. One question or one observation might be that actually changing to a balanced scorecard doesn't have an impact on the organisation. An alternative might be that it's a longer-term impact. We looked in this study over about a 12-month period. It may well be that it takes a while for people to learn how to use the balanced scorecard, and so you'd see improvements in performance over a longer time period. Or it may be, this is my preferred explanation, that actually one of the challenges of designing and deploying measurement systems is producing something that people at the front line can actually use. If you think about who improves performance in a branch-based business, it's the people on the sales counter, the trade reps, etc., etc. And unless the performance information is presented in a way that allows them to take meaningful decisions and choose to pursue meaningful courses of action, then actually you won't see any change in performance. So often when we produce performance measures, we produce measures that might be meaningful to people in the centre of the organisation, not necessarily measures that help people at the front line take actions. And that's the challenge that we have to crack, it seems to me.